Denmark asks Pakistan to stop cross-border terrorism to make an atmosphere for resumption of dialogue with India. Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, who is on a three-nation tour to garner support on Kashmir on Friday, met with his Denmark counterpart, Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Later, speaking at a joint press conference, Danish Prime Minister and EU President said that Pakistan should make stronger efforts to put an end to cross-border terrorism in order to facilitate a dialogue with India.
We also discussed the situation in Kashmir. I welcomed the conclusion of the elections. Many participated. I hope that these elections will be the starting point for a forward-looking and inclusive dialogue with the people of Jammu and Kashmir. As mentioned yesterday, we are concerned about the tensions between India and Pakistan and wish to see a process of de-escalation. The tension must be lowered. Dialogue is the only way forward towards a closer understanding. I would like to stress that we certainly recognize that India is a victim of terrorism, and therefore we have again and again condemned terrorist acts, most recently in connection with the elections in Jammu and Kashmir.
Vajpayee, however, said that India would like to de-escalate tensions, but that Pakistan would have to act as well.
We have been told repeatedly that pressure is being put on Pakistan to stop cross-border terrorism that will clear the way for having a dialogue. We have requested our Danish friends to add some more pressure to bring round the...
Later, before leaving for Britain, Vajpayee also met with Danish Queen Marguerite over lunch she hosted in his honour. On Thursday, the EU and India failed to agree on a common text for a final statement on Kashmir after the third EU-India summit. Instead, the 15-nation bloc strongly urged India to improve relations with Pakistan and called for restraint. Foreign Minister Yashwant Sinha, however, denied the EU-India stalemate on a common statement on Kashmir came as a setback.
Both in the bilateral meeting as well as in the press conference, they were far more forthcoming. He clearly and unambiguously condemned cross-border terrorism, held Pakistan responsible for this, and accepted the Indian position that a conducive atmosphere for dialogue would be created only when Pakistan put a stop to cross-border terrorism. He recognized the value of the Jammu and Kashmir elections, agreed that it was conducted freely and fairly.
Relations between India and Pakistan have remained tense since an attack on Parliament last December, which India says was carried out by Pakistan-based militants. Poonam Dagar, ANI.